Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, post-game wrap time here. We are at beautiful Oracle Park on this Saturday afternoon where the Giants beat the Astros by the final score of 8-6. Among the many things that I enjoyed about this game, and it was a battle, back-and-forth battle today. Giants came in. This is the first time in 2 years they'd gone 4 games in a row without a home run. So what did the Giants do today? They hit 5 home runs. I missed the home run ball.
I couldn't have predicted that. I didn't see it coming, but this was such a beautiful baseball game because of the intensity that, with which it was played. There's a lot of respect for everybody on that field. The Astros have for the Giants and the Giants have for the Astros, and you can feel it. I mean, these guys are busting their tails. There's nobody phoning in anything here. It's just, it's a playoff type game, and I mean, these are the fun games you want to play in, and you have to do all the little things right. And today, the Giants did more of the little things right than the Astros, and they win the game.
And some big things right, like the 5 home runs.
5 home runs.
Yeah, and also the bullpen, because. And Jay Jackson gave up that home run in the sixth inning to Maldonado that tied the game. But that was the last time the Astros got a base runner. And we've watched this lineup for a couple of nights. And I don't know if I saw that coming either. As good as the Giants bullpen has been. They made it. Those were quick innings, those last 3 innings for Leon, Rogers, and McGee. So the kind of innings that you like to see against a top opponent, against the kind of hitters that this lineup has. So, and I think people were wondering, were the Giants going to try to bolster their bullpen? Should they have done this? And the guys at the end of the game, man, they were just lights out good today.
What'd you say on our little television recap? They've sort of nested into those roles, those three. And it's funny how over the long haul of a big league season, maybe you start the year without defined roles in the bullpen, but it just has a way of kind of sorting itself out. And that's not to say that Tyler Rogers can't go back into, if the matchup's dictated, McGee pitches against a certain pocket of the lineup and Tyler gets the last 3 outs. But right now, that's a pretty good 7th inning Leon, 8th inning Rogers, 9th inning Jake McGee. Everybody seems real comfortable.
And that's just happened, you know, at the start of the second half. And I don't see it changing. I don't. I mean, earlier there was a flip-flop between Rogers and Jake McGee, given if there was a bunch of right-handers coming up in the 9th inning and a bunch of left-handers in the 8th inning. But I don't see it changing anymore. I really don't. I just think that that is also a thing that when it happens to a bullpen, they draw strength from it. And everybody there assumes that role. And it's the role of the 3 closers, the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And you know what? They've earned that right to have those roles now.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up Jay Jackson because I was impressed. You know, he gave up the home run. Maldonado kind of ambushes him on a slider and hits one out. He had Altuve to get through still. And that, to me, that was the key inning of the whole – because the Giants did have it kind of lined up with Leon, and they had a one-run lead before Maldonado hit that home run. But you're thinking, okay, get to the 7th, and you got your 3 guys. Even if it's a slim lead, you're feeling pretty good. You give up that home run ball, and the top of the order comes up, and things could get weird there. Altuve hit the grand slam against him last night. That was a big out quietly in this game that he got. So he, you know, look, he gave up the home run ball, but he dug deep there, showed me a little something by getting through Altuve.
Well, he's been around a long time, and I think you get to that point in your career where you just say, I don't fear anything. Here, throw it. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to me? And I sensed a little of that right there. He went right at him.
Yeah. So. lots of contribution. And Alex Wood, you know, Alex Wood, the number is amazing. 10-0 now the Giants are as a team in games that Wood has started coming off a loss. And he hasn't personally had a win in all those games, although he's had a win in a lot of them. And he gives up four earned runs in five innings. I thought he pitched a lot better than that. I mean, I thought he pitched well today.
He pitched great.
And I also loved the rally that put them ahead in the game, because here they were hitting home runs, and all their runs were as a result of home runs, and all of a sudden they got three straight two-out singles, clutch hits. I mean, the one by Ruff got it started. They went to the bullpen. Estrada battled, got a base hit, and then Brandon Crawford battled and got a base hit to knock in the run. So some clutch hitting in that inning.
We saw one of our keys today before the game was two strike, two out hitting, and they were fantastic in that situation. I mean, they had home runs in two strike counts. I mean, it's the grind is, it stays the grind, and it's just up and down. I really can't wait for tomorrow's game. I can't. I mean, there's so much energy tomorrow with Chris Bryant going to be in the lineup for the Giants for the first time, and coming off of this win, this is just a real positive thing they can go into a night off with. This is a very significant thing for this club.
Yeah, one more game to go in this real gauntlet of Dodgers and Astros games. And not that it gets easier. I'm not choosing wins based on the schedule. But they went 5-2 against the Dodgers. They're 6-3 now in these nine games against the Dodgers and the Astros, with missing a lot of pieces and some long games, some games that have gotten funky. And yet here they are coming through it, playing really good baseball still. Yeah. Impressive.
It's exciting.
It really is. All right, we'll step aside and pick players of the game right after this. All right, it's post-game wrap part two, and we're going to pick some players of the game after the Giants beat the Astros 8-6. John, I feel like you haven't gotten to lead off recently, so I'm picking you to go first.
Oh, Dave, I'm very honored. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go with the guy who pitched the seventh inning, Dominic Leon, because Aledmys Diaz, I remember when he came up with the Cardinals, he hit a lot of home runs as a young guy with the Cardinals. His rookie season, he hit 17 home runs. And I don't know, it was a year or two later, he was in Toronto, hit 18 home runs, never as an everyday player. And I was a little surprised when he got here to see he only had three home runs. And then he hit one in the ninth inning last night. And by the time he had hit the homers in the third and fifth innings, he'd hit three home runs in four at-bats. After he came to town with three home runs and 125 at-bats for the season. So Leon comes in. The Giants have just had that run of three straight two-out singles to go back ahead 7-6. But there's Diaz to lead off, and then Brantley, then Gurriel, and Correa, Tucker. And that part of that lineup, the Giants haven't had too many guys just run through that part of the lineup in these 2 days. But he ran through it, and he got three ground ball outs. Threw only 12 pitches, and it was just great to see. He's just been a great addition, and I know he had that rough game, his worst game with the Pirates this past weekend, and he did ask Gabe Kapler the night that they lost 8-0 to the Dodgers, you know, where he's just trying to finish the game and keep the key relievers without having to work. He said, I want into that game. I want to get rid of that taste of that game with Pittsburgh the other night. And he got in, and he threw great against some tough Dodger hitters, and that seemed to be just what he seemed to know his own prescription there, and he's been great in a couple of big Giants wins since then as well. So Dominic Leon,
good pick.
Dr. Leon. He knew just the right prescription. It's a good little anecdote. Good pick. Okay, I'm going to go next, and we're going to leave off some guys today. I apologize for that. But I just wanted to piggyback on John mentioned the rally that got the Giants ahead after the Astros had tied it in the bottom of the sixth inning. And I thought, you know, all three of those at-bats were great at-bats. But Tyro Estrada, to me, was the key to that whole thing, because Dusty brought in the right-hander for Estrada. He knew Crawford was looming the next hitter. He did not want that matchup of Javier against Crawford. He wanted the inning to end right there with two outs. Let's go for it and just kill this rally. And Estrada beat the strategy. And even though it was a single that didn't score the go-ahead run, it was the one that got Crawford up there. And he was down 0-2 right away against Javier and hit a 105-mile-an-hour bullet right back up the middle in a two-strike situation and then set the stage for Crawford's big at-bat. So, look, we don't know what's going to happen with the roster here in the next week or 10 days or a couple weeks with some Giants players getting healthy. I do know that Tyro Estrada is making it hard for the Giants to ignore his performance. He's done a lot of good things for this team, and I credit him for helping them get through the Crawford injury and a bunch of other stuff that's been going on. So he's my guy.
Good pick. Good pick.
Good one. He's hitting .338.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Since they brought him up.
I mean, he's a good player. I like that pick. Good one. Okay, it's time for a kite pick, and he's going to take Wilmer Flores.
Nice pick, kite.
Well, I mean, Wilmer Flores, I mean, he had to lead the ballgame today with a tight back, but he had one of the big hits, a two-run homer. And if I'm not mistaken, it was in a two-strike count. But, I mean, it was just a great at-bat. And, you know, I just always look at veterans, how they respond in big games. What do they do? What is their contribution going to be? And it just seems like every time there is a game that we think is larger than life, Wilmer Flores does something amazing, and he did it again today. So, nice pick, Kate.
Good pick, Kate.
Yeah, good one.
Better, babe. Okay, one of the bright spots in this game to me had everything to do with the dinner table tonight, and I think that at the Wade dinner table, Lamont Jr., Lamont Sr., and Lamont Wade Jr.'s mother, Emily, are going to be talking about the home run that he hit. Now, he hit a 1-for-3 day, but he had two RBIs, and he hit a home run to right field that went in the water, and his mother, Emily, was sitting in the arcade and went right over her head and into the water, the 89th time that a Giants player has put a ball into McCovey Cove. And the reaction of Emily Wade was, in fact, I'm going to take Emily Wade as my pick of the day because she was so happy and so proud. And the reaction is that you can't even choreograph that. That was spontaneity at its finest, and tonight at dinner table they're going to be talking about that. And they're going to get some mileage off that at every meal they meet together with the rest of their lives. That was fun to watch.
89 splash home runs. That's the first one in history at Oracle Park that's gone over the head of the hitter's mom.
That is so cool.
You know what? One other thing about Lamont Wade to me, because that was still Greinke in the game. Greinke against a young hitter that's never seen him before, he kind of toyed with Lamont those first two at-bats. And Wade was swinging at some pitches he usually doesn't swing at. He was off balance. He hit a couple ground balls. He learned, though. I mean, this guy is a really fast learner. And that the third at-bat where he hit the splash home run, he got ahead in the count by laying off some of that stuff that he was swinging at early. As if we needed more evidence that Lamont Wade is a guy.
He's a guy.
He's a guy.
And now he's got Greinke in his book.
Yeah. Not for the Giants, Greinke's just been poisoned for years.
Lord.
And he's averaging one homer every 12 at-bats, 12 official at-bats. That's some serious power.
Yeah,
right there.
He had pitched 53 innings, Greinke, in this ballpark in 8 starts before today and had never given up a home run to the Giants. And today he allowed 3.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. Good pick, Mike.
Thank you.
Emily Wade. That's Mike's pick for the post game.
Lamont, try to get your mom maybe in the box seats next time.
Yeah.
She may never leave that spot. She might be out there forever.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember I got grounded for not eating my peas?
Yeah, a little payback.
Sorry, Mom. That's the best I could get you.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. The Giants and the Astros head-to-head tomorrow. Final game of the series. It's Luis Garcia, who's really good, against Logan Webb, who's been so good for the Giants. And for Giants fans, a chance to come out to the ballpark. I know there are still some really good seats available. We hope we see a lot of you here to welcome Chris Bryant. He's going to be here. He's going to be in the lineup. It's going to be so exciting to see him in that Giants lineup. This first-place team gets a guy who's one of the best players in the game.
Going to be an exciting day, and I do encourage fans to come out and let him know that, look, he's raised in Wrigley Field during an unbelievable time, and those fans are amazing, but we always feel that we got a pretty good group here, and I hope the folks tomorrow let him know that he's very welcome in the Giants family.
I mean, I think we all hope it's the start of a long, beautiful relationship between Chris Bryant and Giants fans. So let's get it off on the right start tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be cheering.
I will be, too.
Yeah. Maybe we can have his mom sit in the – where would he be most likely to hit one, you think?
Left field.
Coke bottle.
Yeah, let's get her a good seat out there.
No, we'll put her in the 415 out there in right center.
Perfect. He's got a lot of power in that direction.
There you go.
If he hits one there tomorrow, he's signing a new contract tomorrow evening.
Well, let his mom sit next to the red rhino.
Oh, perfect. Chris Bryant and the Giants tomorrow against the Astros. That, to me, sounds pretty dang good.
Yeah.
What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. SFGiants.com. Go there right now. It's Sunday afternoon baseball. Hope to see you here tomorrow. Highlights with John right after this.
Hey, everybody. Brian Murphy here. And you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by our branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.